So where's the research actually headed here? What, in your best of optimistic moments, where are you headed?
I think three big things. One would be a treatment that would give families that comfort level that their child has some protection from an accidental reaction, because that's really their main anxiety about all of this. And a treatment that has fewer side effects than what we have now. And a treatment that you can continue to expose them to the treatment, but it's not really a daily treatment like everything is right now. So that's the first part, is to try to change the treatment from where we are right now. The second part would be, how do we understand the mechanism of the treatment that would allow us to do something different a generation and two generations from now? Any study that you do, as you well know, if you design it appropriately, whatever answer you get is really good, because it informs your next study. And if it's a result that's not as positive as you want, if you do the right mechanistic studies, laboratory studies with it, you'll know why, and you can do something better the next time. And then the third area would be, how do you identify a peanut allergic patient that really is at risk for life-threatening disease? Not everybody is. It's a small, really, really small percentage of children that it will have a life-threatening reaction. Right now, we can't tell that person from the next one. So everybody lives in fear of an accidental severe reaction, but the chances, even in all the peanut allergic kids, particularly those in the first few years of school or less, is really, really, really small. It's, again, interesting to think back about the few decades of trying to think about a therapy with families, and that dichotomy of what I talked about earlier, what they want and what we thought they would want. I think that most families now have to understand I think of it as a situation of equipoise. We have some treatments that will become available in the next 3 or 4 years. The oral immunotherapy is in phase 3 studies and likely will be approved. The epicutaneous we talked about is in phase 3, will likely be approved. But if you're a parent of a child of a 5-year-old who has peanut allergy, your child goes a year, year and a half before they have an accidental reaction. They don't have symptoms every day, but you live in some fear, concern they're going to. If you put them on treatment, both of those treatments I talked about have side effects, and you have to do something every day. If you're giving them oral immunotherapy, they're having hives or they have wheezing sometimes. Not life-threatening, but you're giving them protection from an event that doesn't happen very much. So you have to think about, like, what's your really goal out of thinking that they need treatment. And it's an important thing. I think what will happen as treatments are approved, it will be an individual parent, family, child discussion. So what are they most concerned about, and what's the likelihood of treatment or no treatment helping address those concerns?
Is there research on the question, other than in Eastern Europe with a cow in the kitchen, is there an effort to determine what you need to expose your infant to really decrease the possibility of allergic symptoms?
There are relatively good studies throughout the world. There's some better ones in the U.S. being done in rural Wisconsin, some in Australia, to try to identify what are the factors that might play a part in decreasing the likelihood of that child developing allergic disease, and looking at other factors. But again, they really take, you know, decades to play out, because you need to look at the outcome, and it's not just a year or 2 year outcome.
So for now, everybody should bring a cow into their kitchen.
Right. For the kids.
For the kids, exactly.